Blog Talk Radio. Another
thrilling episode of Goss Talk Radio. Every Monday, 5:30 to 6, talking about sports in Pittsburgh or in general, whatever you want to talk about. Well, let me get to the meat of the subject here. Steelers. Everybody's yapping around town that they didn't play a good quarterback. Has anybody checked out the AFC East where the New England Patriots play? Let me give you a little rundown on their quarterbacks. The Jets, Josh McCown, stiff. Jay Cutler, Miami, just got out of the play booth. Play-by-play booth. They brought him back. Buffalo, Tyrod Taylor. Now, if anybody can spot me a Hall of Famer in that crew, let me know. That's 6 easy wins. Should be wins for the Patriots. But when you get on that subject, I want to give a few shout-outs to a few people. Floyd, you're on time. I'm proud. What happened?
No traffic. Got here early. I'm ready to roll.
Good job. Floyd is my producer of the show. Takes the calls, emails, Twitters, whatever. Doing a great job, Floyd. I'll pump you up a nickel.
Yeah, thanks a lot, guys. You're a real big spender. Hey, Roger.
Just take the calls. There'll be plenty of them. Let me give a shout out to the boys down in Florida, the weather and that hurricane down there. Rough and tumble, buddy. Wow. Glad everybody's all right. I did hear Linda Peaches Herman and Pam Edgington, Wonder Woman, Pam Edgington, during the storm, scooted across the bay in their jet skis to make a sail. Believe that? Believe it. They did it. In the middle of the storm, they hopped on a jet ski, tore down through the storm, winds, 110 miles an hour, made a sail on the island. It was unbelievable. This is dedication, and that's what they give you every step of the way. Berkshire Hathaway, that's who they work for. Contact them on the island, Bradenton area. They're the best. Believe me when I tell you. You'll find out when you deal with them. Back to sports. I just wanted to touch on the Steelers there for a second, but I want to get to the Pirates. 26 years, 23 losing seasons. Another one this year. Pathetic is all I can say. Pathetic. The worst run organization in baseball. They up turtle for another 4 years. I don't know nothing again. Listen, I'm not a manager killer here. I'm not going to badmouth a guy. I couldn't do his job. But I think he lost his luster. I think they don't listen to him. I think it's just, sure, I'd take the job. You shove a couple million in my face. 60 years old, 4 more years. Yeah. No pressure winning here. None. I'd take it. I don't blame Hurdle. I'd have got rid of Huntington, Hurdle, Searidge, the whole ball of wax. If I was serious about winning. This proves, once again, Nutting does not care about winning. So enough of Pirates. They're done. They stink. Next year, same garbage. The only thing I hope for, nobody goes to the games. That's all I can say. They're rubbish. They lose three straight to Cincinnati. Terrible. Cole, the stud pitcher. Bad. Can't hit the OG. They can't hit anybody. They get the Marte and Polanco and Kutch, and they're all going 0 for 4, 0 for 3, 0 for 2, striking out. Now, let me get to another sore subject. Pitt. Oh, my God. Same crap, same defense, same chasing people. I know Oklahoma State is really good. I know they are. They are a really good team. They're ranked in the top 10. They got three receivers, probably could go to the NFL right now and play. And that quarterback, he's no mashed potatoes and gravy. He's pretty good. But Pitt, I thought this Mack Brown, well, the way everybody talked, was supposed to be something. I think he stinks. He has no movement with his legs. I've seen better quarterbacks at my old high school. I'm not saying something, because there weren't too many of them. This guy here, and they get the Ben Narducci or whatever his name is. I don't see it. Don't see it. The defense stinks. They're going to get this kid back, Whitehead. He's another jerk. They're going to get him back. I don't see what that's going to make any difference. Of course, Penn State and Iowa State are probably the toughest two teams Pitt's going to play all year. No doubt about that. Was I shocked how Mack Brown looked? Oh, yeah. I thought I was going to see a half-decent quarterback. This guy's terrible. He's terrible. No wonder USC canned him. He can't even play here. My God. I do think that Narduzzi, I'm starting to wonder about Narduzzi too with his defense. I know you can't make chicken soup out of chicken scratch but my God, they scored what, first seven times they had the ball? They weren't even slowed down. They could have scored over 100 points. Every time they got the ball, it was seven times. Scored. No problem. Bad. Well, let me get to a phone call. We got a phone call. Let's see. You got a caller here. Let's see what we got here. You're on God's Talk. Go ahead. Bang it away.
Hey, buddy.
Murph from Florida.
Oh, boy.
You got the hurricane kid down there.
Man, we got to the big blow. I'm not taking down my top shutters yet, I'll tell you that. They're too hard to put up.
I see another one coming.
I know. I hope it turns up the Atlantic. Of course, that's what they said about Irma, too.
Yeah, I hope so for your sake.
Yeah.
So what's that? Give me some skinny, buddy.
Well, there's not too much skinny. I watched a little Pitt game till I went into the vomitorium.
Right.
Wow. Right. Wow.
They bad. Oh, my God.
Hopefully, Whitehead coming back will help a little bit. They had a chance to play some of their younger people in the second half. But, you know, I'm a little, like you, a little concerned with Narduzzi. He came here as a defensive coach from Michigan State. He was the man there. And,
yep.
Man, I'll tell you what. They need to get somebody. They need to go after some JUCO players, I think. That's my thought. Go get some stuff in
right.
The JUCO area and at least shore up the,
yep.
You know, get some wins. Although I was looking at their schedule. They got Georgia Tech, Rice, Virginia. They got Syracuse. So they hopefully rack up a few wins here before they go and play Miami and North Carolina State and North Carolina.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not too optimistic, you know, I'm not too optimistic. If they go, 5-5 or 5-6, I think they'll be lucky. I think that's a problem. They just don't have it. And I agree with you on Mack Brown. I was real excited with him coming from USC. I thought, man, this is a chance. You know, I understand he got hurt. the other guy come in, and the other guy was doing fantastic. So, you know, you're not going to mess with success. I understand that. But to have him come here and fizzle out like he is, I'm disappointed. That just goes to show you how, you know, can you really rely on a 4 or 5-star recruit to turn your program around? I don't know.
Yeah. He sure didn't seem like that to me. I don't know.
I'll tell you what, the kid that's a quarterback now at Pine Richland, I'd like to have him.
Yeah.
And I saw him on ESPN against that team out of Dayton. Oh, he was unbelievable. But he's committed to Notre Dame.
Yeah, too bad.
I don't know how that's going to go because I think Chip Kelly's on his way out there. I think they've had it with him.
I think you're right.
I don't know what's going on there. But Penn State,
he wore thin in the pros, that's for sure.
Yeah. Then he got Penn State down there, you know, pounding their chest after beating Georgia State. I don't even think they don't have shoulder pads there, I don't think. So, I mean, that's
they get cardboard helmets.
Why do these teams schedule these teams? I don't understand. Not just them, but then you got Auburn playing Mercer, you know. And who is it? You know, people playing Stony Brook. Hell, these were all Division III teams not too long ago. So
right.
I don't know.
Right.
I don't know. I don't know what's going on there. Well, that's why I don't like the idea of these guys. You know, oh gosh, we're, you know, we should be number one. We're 7-0. You know, we've played 4 cupcakes, but who cares, you know?
All right.
But
all right.
Anyway.
Yep.
But the game of the week, my friend, the game of the week was USC-Texas. I watched that one. Wow. Wow. I almost beat my favorite team.
Yeah, Tom Herman.
That's right.
Yep.
Boy, I'll tell you what.
Yep.
You know, all week long, all the commentators talk about how they look terrible. They look terrible. The week before, I forget who they lost to, but no defense, no what's the change, no defense. I'll tell you what, that Texas defense came to play. Wow, did they come to play. USC has a fantastic offensive line, and they slugged it out with them, buddy, right to the end.
Oh, yeah.
It was a hell of a game, one hell of a game.
That's, who's USC have this week? You're a big fan. Who they have this week?
No, I honestly, I don't know. I haven't looked. You know, we are still recuperating from Irma. I mean, I have the energy of a dead dog. It's just emotionally and physically drained. I really haven't looked.
Hey, you tell Peaches when she gets a flat tire on her bike, put that bike over her head and start running.
Now she calls me, I have to go get her AAA. You know, you got Triple G in boxing, you got AAA here in bike retrieval.
Mm-hmm. You got to put that bike over your head and start running down the beach, buddy.
That's what I'm trying to tell her. That's what I try to tell her, but you know that went in one eye and out the other. I told her.
Well, we got another caller on the line there, Merv. Thanks for the call, buddy.
Hey,
I'll
get off. Anyway, hey, good show. I'll continue to listen. Hey,
all right, buddy.
And tell Will Dog that I'm still sucking on that bullet.
You got it.
All right,
you got
brother.
It.
See
there you. Goes Murr from Florida. All right, we got another phone call here. We got who? Let's go. Give me it.
This
got
is,
Dr. from
Dr.
Davenport.
Yeah, it is. I want to say hello to Murr. Hopefully, you know, glad he's doing all right after the hurricane. It was a good football Sunday and Saturday. I enjoyed the games. I watched a little of the Green Bay-Atlanta game last night. I thought Green Bay would give them a better game, but Atlanta was at home and their new stadium. I'd like to see a rematch of that one in the playoffs.
You might see. Well, I tell you what, Atlanta—they got a nice team here. No doubt about that. I don't know how they lost to New England. Jesus, they blew that theirself.
Yeah, that was definitely a crazy game. But yeah, this I agree with what you said about Pitt football. It's not looking good. I figured when week one, when they had to take YSU, who's not bad, don't get me wrong, they just went to their division college football national championship last year. But that when they had to take them to overtime, I said, oh, it's going to be a long year.
Oh, you know that. Wow.
As soon as that first game, I said, oh, man. I said, and then the Penn State thumping, and then, like you said, the Oklahoma thumping, because I was actually I looked up at the TV because I was at work, and I was in one of the cabanas, and I said, oh, what's the score of the game? And I looked, and it's like 60-20. I said, oh, man. I said, they're getting beat down. And you said they could have put up 100 if they wanted to.
Oh, they easy. Took the first team out in the first beginning of the third quarter. They had a series. They scored, and they said, you know what? We're not going to embarrass these guys.
Yeah.
We'll put the third team in. It was so bad. Yeah, it was a massacre. It was a massacre. It was sad. People were leaving. What they had to do here, they had to offer free drinks for people to stay. Free drinks, free beer, free whatever, free beverages if you stay. That's how fast people were leaving.
Yeah.
That was terrible. Terrible.
I saw the score, and I said, oh, man. But I agree with what Merv said, though. Some of these teams, they don't play many opponents. And then they, you know, they're, like you said, 8-0. But if you look at the schedules, who'd you play, who'd you not. Because Ohio State, realistically, because I looked at their schedule, so they play Michigan, which I think they'll beat. They play Penn State. They have, you know, two tough matchups, Michigan and Penn State. But if they win out, guarantee they'll be in the college football playoffs if they win, you know, even though they lost. Because I don't, you know, there's only so many tough games. I mean, Penn State's good, don't get me wrong. And Michigan's good, but it's just like, okay, you have two tough matchups. All right, you won two tough matchups. You're in, you know, you're in the playoffs. It's kind of weird how it all works, scheduling and things like that.
I don't think they're going to beat it. I don't think they're going to beat Penn State or where they play that
Michigan?
Penn State game up in Happy Valley.
I think it might be at home. I'm not sure because I know they play at Michigan, so maybe the Penn State ones.
I'm not sold on the quarterback, J.T. Barrow or whatever his name is. I'm not sold on
him. Well, it's his, what,
I'm not
fifth year?
Thrilled with him.
And he's been there forever, but it was the quarterback rotation of the one that went to Buffalo. Oh, and I think he's now in San Diego. The one that played in NCAA for 1 year, took him to the national championship, and then stayed another and then left. I think it was Chandler Jones. They had like crazy quarterbacks, but Braxton Miller, they had him. They always get good players, but
good call.
I could just never count them out though, because you'll think, oh, they're done. If, you know, they'll lose that one, like that year they lost to Virginia Tech, and then they run the table, get into the playoffs, and they beat was it Mariota? I think they beat Oregon and someone else. They, you know, run the table, and you're like, you know, how does this happen? They beat, I think it was Alabama and Oregon, and they won it all. And Mariota seemed crazy, but we'll see. College football is always fun.
Oh, yeah. I like Pitt to win about 4 or 5 games. That's about it. I know Merv's open for the best 5, maybe 6 wins, but wow. Man, I can't see it. That quarterback situation. That Mac Brown, I'll tell you, I thought I was going to see something, but I see nothing. I've seen better play at Keystone Oaks quarterbacks. That's saying something.
The sad thing is it's kind of like, you know, how NFL teams haven't had – Pitt probably hasn't had a good quarterback since, what, Dan Marino? It's been a while since you had put one on the map. They had Pelco, they've had players that have made it to the NFL, don't get me wrong, like Tom Savage, who lasted one quarter in the game. But, I mean, it seems like they could get running backs for days. But Sean McCoy, Deion Lewis, you know, you name it, the running backs are there. They're even wide receiver, you know, defensive players like Darrell Revis or Larry Fitzgerald, they've had players, but the quarterback they can't hit on.
Oh, all the good quarterbacks go big time.
Elsewhere.
Notre Dame. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, why would they come?
Yeah, I don't They say this Nard, what's his name, Danucci or Sabatucci or whatever. I don't see him.
Well,
I don't see him.
I mean,
yeah, you're cutting in and out, Dustin. I got a bad connection here or something.
Can you hear me?
You're in and out.
In and out. Okay.
Okay, you're better now. Go ahead.
Better. Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, college football is, I think, like Merv said, Notre Dame coach, Coach Kelly, I think he's about done. He said he was going to change, and then he snapped off on the interview when the lady asked him one question, and he popped off. He lost his marbles. It was pretty funny because he said she asked him something about, oh, you lost by one possession. And he's like, no, we lost by one point. He promised he wasn't going to be a jerk-off. And sure enough, he was. And then a day later,
wasn't he going to come into the pros and where'd he go, the Eagles? Didn't he go to the Eagles?
You're talking about Chip Kelly?
Yeah. He was going to revolutionize pro football and all that. Everybody was talking how great he was and he lasted 2 years there.
Well, yeah.
Then he went somewhere else. Where did he go? Frisco or?
Yeah. He went to San Francisco for 1 year.
Yeah. Now he's going to ruin Notre Dame's program. Guy's a bum. Stinks.
Well,
it's terrible.
Well, it's two different guys. So there's Chip Kelly and then there's Brian Kelly. I don't know if they're related, but Brian Kelly, he's been at Notre Dame for a while now because he coached at Cincinnati before that, because the only reason why I knew that was because the Pitt-Cincinnati game was when Pitt was highly ranked and Marty Gilliard, the one Pitt game that I went to when Marty Gilliard returned two touchdowns, two punts for touchdowns.
No.
And everyone was screaming, but Brian Kelly, you know, have fun at Notre Dame, you know, because we knew he was leaving Cincinnati. He was going to stay there. But yeah, Notre Dame, I mean, he'll be gone. I thought it was funny because he promised. He said, oh, I'm a changed man. He changed, all right. one point loss, and one bad question. He lost his marbles.
Yeah, really. Well, Dust, thanks for the call, brother, and I will talk to you very shortly, very soon.
All right. Sounds good. It was good being on the show. Back on the show.
Good having you. There goes Dustin from Davenport. There he goes. I want to get to the Bell situation. You get a lot of pundits here, these sports talks guys that know everything they claim to. Every week it's something else they want to make a big deal out of. Now, last week, Bell didn't get a lot of carries, okay? So they were all, oh, what's wrong? Steelers are punishing them. Ah, that's what's going on. They got to be punishing Bell for missing training camp. That's why he didn't get a lot of carries. He didn't see a lot of action. So this week he gets, 27 carries? Sees a lot of action? What do they say? Oh, man. Hey, Steelers are nuts. They're going to run this guy into the ground. I mean, they got to watch his playing time. What's going on? Now we got James Harrison here. Oh, what's going on down there? What's going on Southside? James Harrison didn't play a down yesterday. Oh, my goodness. T.J. Watt got hurt. They put in Chickalo. Harrison didn't see a snap. Something must be going on. Something's going on down there. Now that's the word here. Well, you know, it's all over every station, the fan and a couple of these other jabonis. They got to find something, you know, even in – they're winning, so they got to find some bullshit about who's playing and who isn't. So maybe, just maybe – Harrison's 40 years old, and maybe they want to give Chickalo, the young kid, some snaps. Maybe they want to save Harrison for a little later in the season so he ain't wore out. He is 40 years old. Maybe that's why. I don't know, but I'm thinking maybe. They're deep at linebacker. That's what they're deepest at. So maybe you put in Chickalo and have him and Moats come in, save Harrison. Maybe. As far as the Bell thing goes, yeah, he carried 27 times. That's why they're paying him $12 million a year. What, are you going to put him on the bench? So when they play him too much, it's no good. When they don't play him, something's going on. Oh, something's going on in Steelerland. I know what it is. Mm-hmm. You know what it is. You know nothing. Zero. Zilch. You know why? You're not down there. You don't see game film. You don't go to the practices. You work at Wendy's. You flip burgers. You hand out fries out the window. But yet you know what's going on down on Southside. Yeah. Then you call up these talk shows and you say, oh, how about, you know, and they row you up and, oh, yeah, we got to do it. Yeah, I agree. There's something going on. There's, oh, yeah, there's dissension. Yeah, how come Bell? How come Ben? How come this? How come, oh, yeah. Well, they didn't beat anybody any good. Well, like I said at the beginning of the show, who does Brady beat any good in his division? No one. Josh McCowan, Jets quarterback, stinks. Tyrod Taylor, stinks. Buffalo Bills, Jay Cutler, had to drag him out of the booth, stinks. These guys all stink. Just like Case Kasem yesterday, or whatever his name is, that played for Minnesota. In fact, he may be better than those three. So don't tell me who's playing who or what. You play the team that they bring. There's all injuries. Tua didn't play. He was injured. Wilcox didn't play. He was injured. They're starters on the defense. You play who's available. You don't say, well, well, we won, but the quarterback, no, that's baloney. The NFL, buddy. Everybody's on scholarship. It's the old saying, any given week, you never know. Minnesota got six Pro Bowlers, six on defense, six. I'll say it again for you, six. Okay? Their offensive line ain't bad. They get the Dalvin Cook, nice running back. Rudolph, nice tight end. Now, before the game, I heard, well, this defense, they're going to the Hall. Oh, some of these guys are going to the Hall of Fame. They're so good. Well, they are good, Minnesota. If you Pro Bowl their defense, you're pretty damn good. Steelers still put up 26 points, probably could have put up more. They held the ball with a minute some left. They didn't want to score. They kicked a field goal. They didn't even try. They ran the ball three times in the middle. Give me this baloney. You know what? It's just sickening. I just can't take it because, you know, these people all think they know all kind of football. They don't know nothing. They want to make a big story out of nothing is what they want to do. Because they figure if they're making a big story, everybody's going to listen to them. Well, I turn it off. You want to get the best sports talk, you call me. Goss Talk. I'm the best sports talk nobody listens to. And it's a shame. But we're going national, so I got the best callers, the best show. Put it bluntly, no one better. No one. Some bozo even took my name. That Tom Kozlowski, he calls himself the Gauze. He got a big show. I tweeted him, no, dude, I'm Gauze. I'm the original Gauze. You're number two. Not one, two. I'm the original. You don't even spell your name G-O-Z. Bye.